Hey friends, so I am actually coming to you from my bathtub. Yep, that is right. I'm not telling you a lie. If you hear water splashing around, it is because I'm in the bathtub. It is Saturday night. It is 8 p.m. and I am sleep deprived. That is what this episode, this mom chat is on. Sleep deprivation. I hope there's not an echo. But if there is, I'm sorry because I can't do this podcast anywhere else right now. I have to be in the bathtub because my body aches, my brain aches, everything aches. And I want to start this podcast off by saying, I really truly pray that you guys do not take this as me complaining because I am not trying to complain. I am grateful for every new experience that I get to have with Sunny, including sleep deprivation. I am just really kind of using this podcast as an audio journal to journal what's happening in my life, the changes that are happening. Like, I'm just sort of recording what I'm going through as an observation more and not as complaining, because I am very aware at all times, truly, even when I am sleep deprived and exhausted and my body is aching because Sunny weighs over 12 pounds and lifting her all the time is like lifting just a sack of potatoes, and I'm not probably using the correct form. So I got a major crick in my back to the point where I couldn't walk. So that's why I'm in the bathtub trying to soak it out after I went to the chiropractor today. And then now I feel like I have flu-like symptoms because my whole body cracked, and now I'm just like in so much pain because my body readjusted into a new position after the chiropractor, which I am so grateful for. But it's not going to be settled down until tomorrow, because sometimes when you're so tight, it hurts to crack it all and get it all back in the right position. Anyway, I digress. I love my chiropractor. He's amazing. His name is Dr. Grande, and he runs the Spine Shop in East Nashville, and I truly cannot recommend him enough. He keeps me in line physically, and I am very grateful that he is my chiropractor. So go to him in Nashville if you need a good one. Anyway, I digress. So I, last night, I told y'all, if y'all have listened to my mom chats, the other, I don't know which one I'm talking about because I literally have no brain. I can't remember anything I say. I have record stuff and I put it out there and I don't know what I said because my brain is broken right now just by not remembering anything. But if you guys remember a past podcast, what was I even just talking about? What the hell was I just freaking talking about? Oh my God. I cannot remember what I was trying to say. Oh, I guess it wasn't that important. Okay, what I'm trying to get at though, the point that I'm trying to make from this podcast is I'm so tired. Oh, my pediatrician. Yes, my pediatrician told me, Caroline, he came, because I came in to his office the other day and Michael was in Europe and I was by myself. I had been with Sunny for a week by myself, and it's great. I love it. Every second of it, I love, but like, I was freaking exhausted and potentially losing my mind a little bit. Like, you get into this weird, crazy vortex when you're just alone with a newborn all the time by yourself, not sleeping. Like, life really, it's amazing, but it's like, you get crazy in your head. Like, it gets weird. Like, all of a sudden, I don't know how to leave my house. I'm tired all the time. I literally wear the same thing like 3 days in a row. I will go to sleep in an outfit with tons of spit up all over it. Don't care. Wake up the next day, wear it all day. I'll do that like 3 days until finally, this is disgusting. I like can smell my body odor and I'm like, get in the freaking shower, girl. You're disgusting. Anyway. So my pediatrician was like, you need to go out and be with your friends or get out of the house or go for a walk or do an exercise class or something, an hour a day or at least an hour every other day, because it's not good for you just to be cooped up here and turn into this crazy person. He didn't say it like that. But anyway, he was just being nice and saying, get out. Like, don't forget who you are. Like, remember who you are, because that's really important and that's beneficial for Sunny to have a mom who doesn't lose herself. And I don't feel like I'm losing myself. I really don't. I feel better than ever as far as where I am in my life. Like, I feel like I have more purpose with my podcast now because I actually am talking about episodes that mean something to me, and I love getting to share what I'm going through with you guys, and I love how you guys share with me, and I love how we're exchanging all this information. Like, being a mom has really, to me, given me more purpose and more passion in my career and my podcast than ever. So I don't feel like I'm losing myself, but I do feel like I am losing so much sleep that I'm exhausted. And just when you think like your child is sleeping through the night and everything's great and you maybe get a little cocky about it, they don't sleep through the night. So last night I was trying to take my pediatrician's advice and I'm in a book club with amazing women and we have a group meeting like every four times a year or something. I don't know how many times, but like four times a year. And we've been doing it for like 5 or 6 years. And it's one of those things that I remember when we started it like 5 or 6 years ago, I kind of thought it was just sort of like, oh, this is cool, whatever, I'm in a book club. But now that we've been doing it for 5 or 6 years, four times a year, like we're on a text chain together, we keep up with each other, we all make it a priority to go to these events. We've gotten married, we've had children, like we've all been there for each other. We throw each other baby showers, wedding showers, like we're always there for each other. Like if we're breaking down and exhausted from having our kids and all that, we like lift each other up. Like we've become true friends and it is the most beautiful thing. So I value this book club so much and it's one of those things I just had no idea was going to turn into something I love so much, but it did and I'm so grateful for it. So I had book club last night and it was so fun. We did a murder mystery. Andrea Deloach, who is married to Graham Deloach, she's in 1,000 Horses. She's like she's my band sister. So basically we're like family because when you're in a band family, you basically are a family because you live every second of your life together because your husband's careers are always the same and like your lives are just interacting constantly. And Andrea is one of the greatest humans ever and she can do anything and she's so crafty and she's a DIYer and she can like make anything food wise, clothes wise, tablescape wise. So she put together this murder mystery and all of us went over to her house and we all got characters and we all had to be in character and play this murder mystery and act out how this woman died. And then we had to figure out who was the woman who died. And it was so much fun. And we all had a cookie exchange and my friend Jessie let me share her cookies because I didn't have time to make any. And so we all like brought cookies and boxed them up and it was just so much fun. I recommend if y'all are looking for a fun thing to do with your friend, do a murder mystery. Like it's awesome. So I ended up having a great time. Sunny went down at 7:30 to sleep. Michael had the husbands over of the wives who were at book club and they grilled out and were by the bonfire and he did a great job and they were quiet and they didn't wake up Sunny and I was so proud of him and he really rocked it babysitting the baby by himself. And I was like, you know what? I'm here with my friends. I had two glasses of champagne right when I got there because I was like, I cannot drink too much because I just cannot pump and dump. I have pumped and dumped a few times in the past few weeks because I have decided to have a few glasses of wine. And even though it probably was fine, I just am freaking OCD and worried about everything. So I dumped like 14 ounces because my night pump is my best one. And so I was like, I cannot pump and dump. Like all my milk is sacred to me. I need every ounce of it. Sunny's now eating 6 ounces at a time. Like I have none to spare. So I just had 2 glasses of champagne when I first got there. And then I didn't drink anything else, but I was having so much fun with my friends and the conversation was so great. And after we did the murder mystery, we all like hung out on the couch and we talked and my friend Brie Ladine gave me a back massage and it was the greatest thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. Like nothing was better than the back massage she was giving me. And because I had already pulled my back, I had this crick in my back and I couldn't walk. And I mean, I could, but I just was like hobbling and she gave me this massage. And she's also a new mom. She has a little girl who's 8 months old and she's like someone I lean to and she gives me so much great mom advice. Anyway, so we were having a great time and all of a sudden I look at the clock and it is 11:30 and I'm like, okay, that's still civilized. Sunny's been sleeping through the night. She's probably going to wake up at 7, which is what she normally does. Although the past few nights she's been waking up at 5:45 and I've just been kind of letting her run, like squeak around in her crib until like 6:15, 6:30 if she can make it without fully crying, because she kind of just wakes up and she goes like, ah, ah. It's just like this little tiny squeal and it's not a cry. It's almost like a bird, like a little baby bird. And she's not upset. She's just kind of like rummaging around. So as long as she's just kind of doing that little squeak, I just sort of let her chill. I'll go in there and I'll take her swaddle off and I will let her just kind of squeak around until she starts crying. And then I'm like, okay, time to get up. We're going to feed you. So anyway, I've been counting on the fact that she wakes up 6 o'clock earliest. Or like I can lay in bed until 6 o'clock. And I pump when I get home at like 11:30 at night. And I pump till like midnight. And so if she wakes up at 6 and I go to bed at midnight after I pumped, I'm getting 12 to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours of sleep, okay? And that is like really great when you're a new mom. If you can get 6 hours of sleep, you're really doing well. So I was counting on that. But guess what? I ended up going to bed at 1:30 because I come home, or 2, because I come home. The guys are still over here. They had grilled out. They're hanging by the bonfire. We end up chatting a little bit. Michael ends up coming to bed like at 1:30. I start pumping late because I've been hanging out with them and I ended up having a ton of milk. So I pumped forever and I didn't end up closing my eyes until 2 o'clock. Guess who decides to wake up at 4? Yep, Sunny. Sunny did. She unswaddled herself. She busted out of her swaddle. Probably because I didn't do a good enough job because I was already tired when I came home and I didn't put the swaddle up high enough. Maybe I didn't tuck her arms in tight enough. I don't know. I'm sure it was my fault because I looked at the monitor at 1:30 while I was pumping, or like 1 o'clock before I went to sleep, and I said, shoot, that swaddle has drifted down. Like her whole shoulders were kind of creeping out, and anybody who's got a new baby who sees their baby's shoulders out of their swaddle, it's like, oh no, there's a very good chance they're going to escape. But then you walk this fine line of, do I go in there and re-swaddle her and wake her up and then deal with that whole process? Because then what if she doesn't go back to sleep? Do I play Russian roulette and just pray that she makes it until 6 or 7 in the morning and doesn't unswaddle herself? So anyway, I go with Russian roulette. Let's see if she doesn't unswaddle herself. Well, she made it till 4 or 4:30. And then she started crying and she was flailing and she would not stop crying. It wasn't the it was the full blown like, yep, we're up and we're on our way to screaming. So mom, get your booty out of bed and come in here and see me and feed me and make me feel better, because I don't know what's happening with my arms because they're flailing. That's basically what she was saying in my mind. So mind you, I've now gotten 2.5 hours of sleep, maybe 2 hours and 45 minutes of sleep. And I go and I put her bottle on, I feed her, I put 6 ounces on, and then I breastfeed her. I always breastfeed her first thing in the morning because I want her just to start with that comfort. And I want to make sure that we get a great breastfeed in because I love that moment, but I don't want to breastfeed her all the time because I want to make sure she's getting all of her ounces so she'll sleep through the night like she didn't do this night. But so I breastfed her and she probably breastfed for 10 minutes and then she took like 5 ounces. So she probably ended up taking like 7 ounces. So she was a hungry girl, 7-8 ounces this morning. So then you got, that takes a while to get the bottle down and the breastfeeding down. So I let her cry in her crib until like she woke up at 4:30 or so. I let her kind of like squeak around until 5:15, but I was like up and getting the bottle ready and just kind of like laying on the couch praying that she was going to go back to sleep and I could just like catnap for another 45 minutes. So I did that until probably like 5:30, 5:15, 5:30. I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing. I wasn't looking at the clock. And then it was time. She woke up by 5:30. And so I was like, okay, here we go. Fed her the bottle. And then that probably took until about like 6:15. And I wanted to try to keep her up till 8 because we used to do 4 naps, but now we've moved them down to 3 naps a day, but we've made them longer, which is so great because you can actually do more stuff. So she wakes up when it's the best world between 6 and 7, ideally 7, and then she'll stay up until 8, and then she'll go down from 10 until 12, and then she's up from 12 until 2, and then she goes down. Sometimes she'll sleep like 2.5 hours, so she might wake up at 10:30, but then she'll sleep till about noon. I mean, then she'll be up till about noon, then I put her down, and then she goes down from like noon to about 2 or 2:30, and then she's up. And then we're up until 7 when I feed her, except for a little 45-minute nap that she takes after she eats her bottle. So she's pretty much up, and so you can do stuff, which is great. You can go places, and she can just get a little cat nap, and you can actually be gone for like 4 hours, which is amazing. It's like freeing on a different level. So anyway, I'm sorry, I'm rambling. I'm just trying to tell you all this full story. I end up getting like 2.5 hours of sleep. We feed her, so now she's been up since 4:45, even though I let her stay in her crib until like 5:30. When we finally got to the playmat at like 6:15, I was like, how in the world am I going to keep her up till 8? Like, that is like almost 2.5, 3 hours of keeping her up. And she normally wants to go to bed like an hour after she wakes up first thing in the morning. They're just so tired in the morning. And I was like, there's no way. And so she started really crying at 7. So she'd been up like 2.5 hours. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to put you down and just let's see what happens. And so she went down at 7 and she ended up sleeping until 10:30. That's 3 hours. And in the meantime, I ended up taking a 2-hour nap of her 3.5-hour nap. I took like 2 hours of it. So now I've gotten like 4 hours of sleep, but it's like broken up sleep and it's never the best sleep. So now that my day started, I now know why moms have to have coffee. I used to like have coffee in the morning, kind of just to get the body rolling and the bowels going. But now I'm like, I have to have 3 cups of coffee, and I do it after I breastfeed. When I know I'm going to stay up, if I'm not going to try to take a nap that first time when she wakes up, I'll pump at 7. I always pump at 7 when she wakes up after I fed her. And I usually try to take a nap if I haven't gotten any sleep, that one. But then the 10 o'clock one when she wakes up, I always feed her and I've already pumped, so I don't have to pump again. And then I will like down 3 cups of coffee because then I'm up for the rest of the day. Anyway, so I was just, my coffee trick didn't work. My head was just throbbing in so much pain and my body was hurting because I went and got an adjustment. So everything was rearranged and I couldn't get on top of my exhaustion. And normally I can just power through it and be like, this is amazing, like how fun that I'm getting to have this life with Sunny, and like how great that like I get to work from home and do my podcast and host, like I get to freelance host and pick when I get to host, and I get to do brand deals, and like I get to be my own boss, and like I'm so thankful for that, and I am always aware that that is such a blessing. But when you are tired, it is a true form of torture. I couldn't eat all day. I felt like I had the flu. I was always present when I saw Sunny because I really try to be so present all the time when I'm with her because that's important to me. But I just wanted to cry. So we ended up going to our friends for a barbecue that we'd already planned. All of our book club was going. All Michael's friends were going. So I was just going to take Sunny for like 3 hours because now that she's doing these 2-hour naps, we have like a 4-hour window in the afternoon. And I got there and my friend Audrey just held me and hugged me and I just cried in her arms and I was like, I'm just so tired. Like, I'm so tired. And I'm not upset. I'm not grateful. I'm just so tired. I have to cry. Like, I literally have to cry because I feel so tired that my brain is just exploding and I almost feel like these tears just have to come out so I can, like, I don't know, get some sort of release or something because I'm so freaking tired. And of course, all my mom friends were like, yep, yep, yep. Oh, welcome to never sleeping again. And that's why it's just so great to have friends to be able to talk to about this. And that's why I want to talk to you guys about this on my podcast, because these are things that, like, I always am grateful that I have Sunny. I am always fine if not to sleep, if she wakes up. But yes, am I human? And yes, does it break me physically down? Yes. Like, I am so broken down right now, physically and mentally. My love pile is full, but like, I just have nothing left to give anyone right now but Sunny and then Michael, like, and then my commitments with my podcast, like, and whatever other work commitments that I passionately have to do. Like, I just don't have the energy or the mental space to do it right now. And it's like, you get to the end of the day and you're like, what have I even freaking done? Like, I haven't even done anything. But all my friends who are moms are reading this book called Fair Play. And it talks about invisible work that women do, because women, especially when you're a mom, but women in general, are always doing all these invisible things. We're doing the laundry, we're putting on the sheets, we're going to the grocery store, we're cleaning bottles, we're ordering diapers, we're figuring out the nipple size when she goes up, we are making sure we have her in the right size clothes, I'm cleaning the house, I'm vacuuming, I am recording a podcast, I'm trying to get a Peloton exercise in, which never happens. But it's just like, all these little things. I'm feeding Sugar. I'm making sure she gets a walk like every few days. I'm trying to keep up with my family. I'm trying to plan Christmas. I'm trying to plan babysitters. I'm trying to make sure that if we're going to be gone, that like I'm all coordinated with, like I said, like a babysitter, and that someone can come over and watch Sunny. And it's just like managing schedules. And it's all this stuff that literally feels like nothing, but it adds up. And when you do that all day long, I'm editing my podcast. I don't even know all the things. I'm putting the laundry out of the dryer and letting it hang up. Like, I'm changing the air vents in the house. I'm making sure Sugar gets her heartworms. Like, it's just like all these things that you do all the time. I'm taking out the trash. I'm cleaning bottles. Like, I don't even know. I'm just sort of rattling them off as I tell you what they are, because it's all this like bullshit stuff that has to get done, but it doesn't really, it's not really like cool or glamorous, and it feels like nothing. But it isn't nothing when you're doing tons of it all day, and then you're keeping your child alive, and you're getting her bottle down, which takes 30 minutes, and you have to put her on the bed, you have to put her in the crib, you got to put her on the swing, you got to put her on the play mat, you got to burp her, you got to do all these things to make sure she gets her 6 ounces down, which you can't give up when she only wants to take 3, because if she only takes 3, then she's not going to make it to sleep through the night, because she needs to be fully fed. So it's like you're just getting up, down, up, down. It's like up, down, up, down, up, down. That song, I can't even remember his name. He's one of my favorite artists right now. It's a country song. I mean, my brain, that's where my brain is. It's gone. Anyway, so that's your day. And I don't have time to make new friends right now, which is really hard for me, because I am someone who has always been a people person. I have always gone out. I've always been involved in the community. I want to be involved in the community. I want to be actively involved in my community, and I want to be actively involved with my friends. I want to go to lunches. I want to support my friends when they are doing business stuff and they have like events. I want to I want to make a new friend. Like, I meet people all the time on my podcast and I want to be their friend. I want to make a new friend. When they invite me over for dinner and they want to cook me and Michael dinner, I want to go. I want to join. I want to be on a board. I got asked to be on this beautiful art board that's like going to really change the landscape of Nashville as far as the arts go. But I want to be on that board. I want to be someone in the community who's making a difference and being involved with important stuff, because I love that and I want to help, and I just love being involved and included, and the city is amazing and I want to give back however I can. And I love the socialization of it. Like, I love people and I love all my friends, because all my friends make a difference with their lives and they combine their energies and they do great stuff, and I want to be a part of that. And I always have tried to do that. And it's something I really value. And I've always been pretty much a yes person, unless a yes person first. Like, I've pretty much always said yes first, and then I'll say no if I can't do it, which I will always try to figure out how to make it work. That's why everyone's always like, Caroline, you're so busy. How do you do all this stuff? And I'm like, because I'm freaking saying yes to everything, because I want all these opportunities. I secretly have this fear that if I say no to an opportunity, then I'm not going to get another one. Like, no one's going to ask me to do anything again if I say no. And that's fear. That all goes back to my self-worth stuff that I struggle with. Like, if I don't really keep up and really like stay involved, then people are going to stop including me in these amazing opportunities to like be involved. And I just finally had a breakdown today, and I was like, I cannot be a yes person anymore. I have to be a no person first. I have to say no first, which is so hard for me. And I'm a people pleaser, and like I said, I want to be involved, but like, I have to be a no person right now, and I'm gonna cry. I'm sorry, I always cry on these sometimes, but like, that is so freaking hard for me, because I want to be involved and I don't want to say no to opportunities that I like love and I want to be involved with, but I have to say no right now. Like, I had to cancel a dinner with a new friend tomorrow, and I'm gonna have to cancel my babysitter that I'd already canceled once, and then I rebooked her because we changed the date of the dinner. And then after I've gotten no sleep for the past like 2 days, I had to cancel with this new friend, and I feel like a total butthole, because I'm like, I just met this person. She's someone I want to pursue a friendship with. I think she's awesome. She invited me and Michael out to her house. She's cooking us dinner. We planned it a week ago. She really wants to make it special. And now here I am canceling, but I can't do it right now. I just can't do it, because we're about to travel for 3 weeks for Christmas. Sunday's going to be all off her schedule. I'm sure she's going to wake up. I'm going to be exhausted, and I'm going to be just a really shitty version of myself. I'm already so exhausted and barely hanging on. I can't join this committee and be on this board for the arts. I mean, I can totally lend my name and help in any way I can, but I can't do anything to spearhead it right now, which sucks. I want to. I can't go out to my new friend's house and have dinner with her tomorrow on a Sunday and have a babysitter come over and feed Sunny her bottle, and potentially Sunny not drink the whole bottle. What if she doesn't go to sleep? What if it's a, like, what if she, all the what ifs that happen at nighttime with your baby that are just, I don't like to leave anywhere until 7:30 when she's already asleep, and I was gonna have to leave at like 4:30. So then that's two feedings with someone else. What if she doesn't get her bottle down? What if, then she, I mean, you know what I'm saying. And I just like, I can't do it right now. And that's why I cried, because I'm trying to do too much. I'm trying to still keep my old life going. I'm trying to still be that person that says yes to everything. I'm trying to be involved. I'm trying to have people want me involved. I'm trying to like be part of the community, but I just can't do it right now. I have to say no, because I cannot wear myself thin. Yes, I need to go out and I need to take care of myself and do some things for me, which involve staying close to my house right now, like going on a walk, going up the street to a friend's house, going to hot yoga up the street. I mean, it's simple things for me is what I need to do. I can't go to places that are 30 minutes away, because that's an hour drive total. That's 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back. Sunny hates her car seat right now, so she's crying the whole time. She won't eat her bottle. Then I probably have to do two feedings on the road. Stress. I can't do it right now. I have to say no. And that makes me feel like a total loser. But you know what? I can't. I had this revelation today, and I'm like, this is just where I am. I have to prioritize myself and Sunny and my mental health, which I'm not mentally unhealthy, but like, my rest. I have to prioritize my rest, because sleep deprivation is a real thing, and I can't push myself to the point where I'm falling apart, because then I'm not going to be a good mom. And this is just a season of life, and it's where I am. And I had a hard talk with myself, because I drove home from our friend's party today. Sunny did a great job, and now she's in sleep, and it was so hard to get her bottle down, but I got it down. And I would never have wanted someone else to do it, because everyone else would have given up on getting her bottle down, but I didn't. I changed her like a million different seats and positions and put her all over the place until she finally got it all down, burped her like four times. And yes, was it exhausting? But it was worth it to me, because I want a baby that sleeps tonight. And I swaddled her really good, and then I got in the freaking bathtub at 8 o'clock, and now I'm talking to you guys, and I'm like, this is the only thing I can do. I had canceled my plans tomorrow. I felt like a total asshole canceling with my new friend that I want to pursue this friendship with. But I said to myself, Caroline, you're going to show up there and you're going to be a bad version of yourself. Yes, can I put on a front and really go for it? Yeah, but am I going to break myself down because I'm trying too hard to do everything for everyone and keep my old life going? Yeah. So I, you know what? I sent her a voice memo. I was really freaking honest. I spelled it out. What's going on? I told her that I'm just exhausted. We're about to travel 3 weeks. I just was freaking honest. I did the same thing for the woman who's been so awesome to include me in this art event that's coming to Nashville, and I spelled it out for her and I said the truth. And I hate it that I can't do everything right now, but it is just where I am, and I'm accepting that. And so I am just sharing my audio diary with y'all right now. I'm sharing where I am. I'm sharing with y'all that I am having to say no. I'm in a season of no, and I'm embracing it. And I have amazing friends. I have amazing family. And I'm accepting the fact that if I don't show up and do everything, people are still going to like me. I will still be included in stuff. But right now, I cannot do it. And I have to choose myself, and I have to choose Sunny, and I have to filter everything through, and I have to choose Michael, obviously. But like, we're always on the same page as far as like working together as a team. We're not always on the same page, but we're great at communicating what page we need to get on and expressing ourselves. So, but like Sunny, she's a baby. She can't speak up. I have to choose her needs first. I have to. That's just where I am in my life. And so that's where I am. And it involves me being home a lot more. It involves me being in stretch pants a lot more. It involves me having BO sometimes, because I haven't taken a freaking shower and I've taken a nap instead of working out. And my hair is in a disgusting bun, but I'm not as exhausted as I would have been if I tried to put on makeup, do my hair, and go somewhere and still be social. So I am learning how to let my old self die in order to become the best version of my new self, which I love and I am embracing, and it is a transition. And I hope that you can give yourself grace if you are transitioning into any new phase of life. It doesn't even have to be new motherhood. Maybe it's you're breaking up with someone, or maybe you're just getting married, or maybe you're moving cities, or maybe you have a new job, or maybe you've just lost someone, or who knows what it is. But for whatever reason, if you are in a new transition of life, it's okay to say no. Just say no. It doesn't mean that you're not going to say yes again, and it doesn't mean that you're not going to find a new normal. But if you're overwhelmed, and if you're tired, and if you're showing up in a shitty version of yourself, and you're not being the best version of yourself because you're trying too hard to please other people when it's wearing you out, say no and trust that the people that love you are always going to love you and your passions are always going to be there and your purpose is always going to keep presenting itself, and just give yourself freaking grace. Amen. That's not a prayer. I'm not a preacher. That's my rant. I am very spiritual, but I'm not trying to say I'm a preacher, so please don't take that in that way. But that is how I feel. And now I'm going to go get in bed. I'm going to pump my boobs, and I'm going to try to go to sleep until they wake me up again at 3 a.m. because I can't wait till 11:30 to pump them. I can't. I have to go to bed right this second. Or maybe I'll go to bed right now and just let them pump them at like 2 a.m. I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's going to involve going to sleep really soon. And that's it. So I love you guys. Thank y'all for joining me on my audio journal as I am chronicling my life as a new mom. I love you guys, and these mom chats are very therapeutic for me, and I hope that they help you. And all you mamas out there, all you people out there doing it, working hard, give yourself a break, take a bath, take your shower, give yourself grace. Have a glass of wine if you want a glass of wine. I don't even want to drink right now because the thought of having any sort of hangover sounds like sheer torture on top of exhaustion. So I love y'all. Good night, and have a little grace with yourself. Mwah.